God is a God of action. He takes action in our lives, and he asks us to take action within our own lives. He gives through action, and in a sense, he demands action. It's true in today's gospel, isn't it? Where he is willing to heal these 10 lepers who are in great need. But in order for them to be healed, what had to happen? They had to first go. It says, as they were going, they were cleansed. Not once they got there, they were cleansed. Not before they went, they were cleansed. As they were going, they were cleansed. They had to do something in order for God's grace to work. So it is true in your life and mine. In order for change to happen, in order for peace to be attained, in order for God to do what he needs to do, we have to first respond to his initiative and do something. And then God's grace overflows in abundance. That was also true in the lives of the saints, especially true for St. Martin, whose feast day we celebrate today. He was the first non-martyr who was canonized in the Western Church. So here is a man who did not necessarily go to his death for Christ, but out of his great love was recognized by others as a holy, saintly man. St. Martin knew how to take action in his life. Even though Christianity was legal in the Roman Empire when he was alive, as a Roman soldier, it was hard to be both a soldier and a Christian. So he left his job as a soldier, was baptized, eventually became a bishop, and inspired many, many people to follow Christ more closely. He was a man of action. Where today is God asking us to take a little bit of action? Because I'm willing to guess, wherever that place is a place where God wants to do something in your life and in mine.